All right, ready?
Let's start with some affirmations.
Okay.
I attract positivity because I lead with positivity.
I attract positivity because I lead with positivity.
That's like I'm
in
church.
It's giving Teal Swan.
That was not positive what you did to Caroline.
That was,
you were like,
I literally just scolded her as I was like, I lead with positive. That's the other thing is like when I'm doing my affirmations yeah. in my journal in the morning, I'm like, I love those around me. And then I'm like, where the fuck were you?
Where the fuck are you?
I fucking hate this bitch.
Yeah.
They say it works though, affirmations.
You
have to believe it.
You have to do things in your life to.
It's like a Ouija board. It's like you have to believe.
Yeah,
you have to guide it.
It's also
to guide it.
Yeah,
it's like when you take antidepressants and you think it'll fix everything, and your life is still crumbling. But you're taking a pill to think it'll think. Right. The affirmations just add.
Okay. I love pills.
It's like an edible. Yeah.
I love my dolls.
Sure. When I'm on an edible, Valley of the Dolls.
When I'm on an edible, I'm like, oh, so that's how it really is.
Yeah. When I'm on, everything. Like opens up, right? You're like, I can see clearly now.
Right? Wait, I was listening to that the other day and I was like, I can see clearly. That's wild. Stuart, what's your affirmation?
Happiness starts with a wet nose and ends with a tail.
Ew. No.
It's from a coaster right there. I'm like, ew, no.
So my mom got me these coasters. My mom's obsessed with things that have words
on
them.
You have to repeat it. You have to repeat it.
Stuart was reading the coaster.
Wet nose and the asshole.
So for those who are not watching, I have these dog coasters. I don't even have a dog. I'm not even a doggo person.
Dog,
I don't know. My
you
mom
don't even use coasters.
My mom
I've
is obsessed with knickknacks that have words on them.
This is my affirmation. I will never have dog coasters. Repeat after me.
I will never have dog coasters.
I feel bad when my mom gives me stuff and you're like,
it's kitschy.
So
I love this.
You put them on the lower level of the coffee table.
This is
you know
the
what
Met.
I mean?
When Stuart was the saying Met. It, I was like, so you're talking about eating ass?
I was like, oh, you are from
so punk rock.
A
wet nose.
Exactly.
Oh, I have another one.
And it ends with a tail because my tail be wagging when I eat some ass.
A wet nose. I have one that you'll like. If it looks like, if it tastes like fish and it looks like chicken, close your eyes and keep on licking.
Oh,
that's
no.
an Arkansas affirmation.
All right, repeat. If it tastes like fish and it looks like chicken, then close your eyes and keep on licking. Welcome to Popeyes.
Oh, I think it's actually if it looks like fish. No, if it smells
tastes
like
fish and looks like chicken.
If it smells like fish,
it smells
and
like
tastes
fish and
like
tastes
like
chicken.
Chicken.
Tastes close like your eyes.
My shit do be looking like raw chicken breast.
Sometimes it looks when I get it really down. If I get my waxed, it looks like a plucked Tyson chicken, a diseased Tyson chicken
with a sad life.
That shit looks like it's been butterfly.
When I look at my shit in the mirror, I'm like, yo, dude, should I marinate this?
Should I add some salt and pepper?
Mormons.
I'll do it on the stovetop.
Ceviche.
Should I saute this?
Should I brine this motherfucker?
All right.
Ashlyn, what's your affirmation?
All
right. What if your new segment is Ashlyn's affirmations?
Ooh.
You don't even do affirmations, so it doesn't matter.
No, it could be your own.
You can start.
It could be your own sayings.
Okay.
You can make them up.
My own sayings?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
All right.
What's yours?
We're here to put a flag in the ground and tell the world that a better you starts with a better water.
Not the...
We're sponsored by Essentia.
Okay, Ashlyn, no one is doing my segment and...
Is this
that
a comedy podcast
sad.
Or a self-help podcast?
That's so true. I actually can't tell
we
anymore.
We can switch.
We can switch anymore.
In the middle of our peak.
Okay.
Let's switch.
I like the Essentia affirmations. Caroline, what's your affirmation?
Nobody repeated
like
it.
It's because
I don't believe
talk.
It.
I'm busy being hot.
That's a good one.
I can't talk. I'm busy being hot. Okay. Welcome to that time of the week. Hey everyone, what's happening? We are in the living room. The AC is rocking and it's hot out today. Stuart's got her Crocs on with the bare feet.
Woo.
Ashlyn's got her Bad Bunny Adidas on. And Caroline's over there wearing
like
her girl power t-shirt because here on that time of the week, we are powerful girls.
We are girls.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Before we get started, Ashlyn and I had a wonderful time at Bananas Comedy Club in New Jersey. We lit that hotel up.
Hell yes. The fire department literally came. We said, it's good, guys.
And then I fucked all the firefighters. And
sucky, sucky with the hose.
Sucky. Yeah. Oh, put out my fire. I have herpes. But
my so, pussy is burning. I have herpes.
We had a great time. Just, you know, like, I'm kind of vacating for the rest of the month. But you guys, come out to Helium Buffalo on August 10th because we'll be we're all going to be there.
We'll be there.
And, you know, there's going to be a surprise we'll be guest. There. Caroline's coming too. And Caroline and is every time. And my mom and her boyfriend. So please come Skip. Out. It's Skip. It's going to be fun.
Wait, would you be mad if I married Skip?
Skippy,
no.
Skippy.
Okay.
No, but they already got engaged. So Squeeze you got to wait. Skippy. We'll have a wonderful Peanut time. Butter. We had such a good time at Hartford Funny Bone. And when we were at Hartford Funny Bone, everyone was like, is that Caroline? They didn't even look at me. They were there like,
no, that was
she's
one.
So tall.
That's like not what you want.
When
to
I bring Caroline
I
out.
I forgot you came to Hartford. That's so funny.
When I was at the Stand Comedy Club with Caroline the other night and people were like, I know you to Caroline.
Famous.
That was one person.
No, multiple people.
Fame.
The fame.
People always
the
are fame. Like, I know you.
In Hartford, people
I stick
really
out
like
a thumb. That's why. People just
they like talk
my
to us like
just
my bad. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I
we're all having different conversations listen, right now.
Proceed. I already forgot what I was talking about.
Anywho, come out to Helium August 10th. It's going to be fire. No other announcements unless you guys have it.
No,
I have
man.
An announcement.
Okay.
I will be at Helium Buffalo in August.
Thanks for plugging your show. I appreciate
and
that.
And you're in the girls with me. Yes.
I will be there also. I will be there too.
I'll be there the as overnight. Well. So, yeah, let's get the pod started. What's the 401? Caroline, what's our topics for today?
So we have a New York Times article that I stole the title from my affirmation. It's called Can't Talk.
Like, why do I recognize that? Yeah, so there was a New York Times article that was like, this is annoying for me because I always thought that women excelling at hobbies and anything non-physical related was hot to me.
What do you mean?
Like this article in the New York Times is saying like hot is not about looks anymore. It's about like, it's about like getting a PhD. It's about
eating spaghetti.
Blah, blah, blah. When I was in high school, when bitches were like valedictorian, I was like, that's hot. Mm-hmm. That's hot to me. Mm-hmm. But this article is saying now it's hot.
Hot is attitude.
I thought it was attitude. Yeah. I thought it was like older sister.
Really? Yes. I didn't think it was attitude till recently.
I never thought the valedictorian was hot. I was like, nerd. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah.
There was a girl in high school who was like so like, really like what's the word, like didn't dress well, like frumpy, but she was like the best golfer in the town and I was like, that's hot.
Yeah,
maybe
she's
gay.
She's gay.
I'm gay.
You're gay, dude.
I'm gay.
That's why she has the coaster wet nose.
I'm gay.
No, I think you're a sapiosexual
gay,
you're attracted
I'm
to intelligence.
What I thought was hot was always attitude. It's really hot to me when someone doesn't care what you think of them.
Yes, confidence.
But Megan,
but like self-esteem more.
Yes,
and
humor, sense of humor.
When I was younger, I always thought like the cool, like I remember Lizzie, well I guess I won't say her full name, but her sister Katie
McGuire
was McGuire. Her sister Katie was like trashy, like kind of, I thought actually the opposite, not the valedictorian. She had pinned, she had a butt, like her car was like a piece of shit and she had pinned like
ceiling?
Photos to the ceiling of her car.
Hot.
Wow. And I was like, hot. This is fucking hot.
Yeah.
This girl doesn't give a fuck.
Not following any rules.
Right.
Not doing things the normal way. Hot.
That's what I think
drugs,
is hot now.
Smoking weed.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I always thought was hot. I thought this article was hilarious because it was talking about women graduating and then it talked about them being hot. I'm like, okay. So,
who sponsored this?
Like,
this
is
a girl who went viral for eating pasta. I'm like, I've been doing it for years, bitch, with Taco Bell.
If that's
disgusting. I actually have followed her for like years.
Really?
Yes.
But
I'm
where
so
do we?
Stupid.
Where do we draw the line? Like, if eating spaghetti like with your like boogers all over is hot, then anything can be hot. Is that what they're saying?
That's exactly
that's what
any,
the article is saying.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. But also, I don't think Megan Thee Stallion was the first person to do that. Do you?
No.
I'm
pretty
Megan
sure
Thee
what they're
is
saying
is hot. Technically,
what the article comes down to is that women can be more complex than just their looks.
It's that's hilarious.
Like, what it's coming
down
to.
Some women graduated.
Yeah, that's like what it is.
Hot. Some women
and they're
pasta.
And they're get this owning it.
Get this. A woman's attractiveness is not just about looks.
Not in my world. I want to eat that pussy.
Meanwhile, men have been ugly for years. Marion, like, a dime is
yeah,
a dime.
Yeah, but Stephen Hawking's smart.
Yeah, I would literally fuck Stephen Hawking.
He cheated.
He's hot.
He cheated. Isn't he a cheater?
No.
Google.
See, this is Sean Kingston thing.
He's a cheater.
No, Sean Kingston.
He cheated on, I think, his wife with.
He's a cheater. If Stephen Hawking can cheat, then I'm hot.
With his nurse.
Meanwhile,
or like he married his nurse or something.
Goals. My goal is to be Stephen Hawking.
Were done anyways.
What do you say?
I think him and his wife are like done anyways.
Yeah, but he's still getting pussy.
Stephen Hawking had an affair with his caregiver and then divorced his first wife. He married.
Meanwhile,
his
I'm like,
is it hot that I knew that? Wait, do you think that's
it's
true?
It's hot that you knew that. It's hot that you're wearing Crocs.
Yeah, he would. It's hot to wear Crocs. It's hot to be ugly.
It's hot that Ashlyn's the ethnic honey boo boo. You know what I mean? Like, we are hot. Mm-hmm. How hot?
That is hot.
Okay, let's tell each other what makes each other hot, and then we'll go on to the next topic.
Is this lesbian segment?
Yes.
Is this the lesbian segment?
Okay. Aside from looks, what makes everyone hot here? We'll start with Caroline.
Your car. My car.
Let's do one person.
Ashlyn's car is hot.
Caroline is hot.
I like the way Caroline lives her life very luxuriously. I like the fact that she's a little slow. Like, I think she wakes up in the morning, makes her a nice coffee.
She does.
Like a very European.
She's so Euro. Oh,
I like how calm Caroline is.
Yeah, it's like the calm,
compared
serenity.
Compared to everyone here, you are the calm
motherfucker is
here.
Calm. When I am so like, I call Caroline. I call Caroline. She's like, hello. And I'm like, hey, listen to this. And
it's your languid approach. That's hot.
If I was your boyfriend, I would be like, that bitch is fucking hot.
I feel like a tree that I move very slowly and everything.
It's
really
wonderfully
hard.
Calming.
But that's good. You're a tree.
But we're very anxious.
We're three raccoons. We're all like,
yeah, and I'm like,
someone threw away their pizza.
and I go bald in the winter. I shed all my because I'm stressed.
That's why I'm
that's
your
hot
hat.
Though.
That's hot. You are. It is nice sometimes when the podcast is off the rails, and then I look at you, and you're just like
you're just
zen.
Chill.
Yeah,
no,
and
I'm
I go,
usually like
gonna
I'm
be so
this,
good.
You're like a ballerina.
Yeah,
I medicalized all of this as something that, I feel like I cannot function, so I move very slowly because I can't handle a lot.
I freak out. You see me freak out. I get so flustered so easily.
You do get flustered.
But it's still not as flustered as you.
Everyone's annoying.
It's not outpouring.
Yeah.
It's all internal.
Yeah,
because
I hold it in and then I can't breathe.
Right.
Right. That's hot though.
And then she dies.
And that's when we're holding a pillow to your face.
No.
What makes Ashlyn
and then she
hot?
Passes away and that's even
that's
hotter.
That's hot too.
Ashlyn is hot because of the car, the daddy vibes. She has her life together.
Yes.
It's responsible.
Dude, when Ashlyn clicks her car to lock, I'm like, fuck.
It's hot. I was joking about the car, but also not joking about the car.
Me either. The videos of the cleaning, I think, and then I saw your car and I'm like, she takes
I know her car is clean. That's
the
hot.
The daddy vibes of it all. You know
the
what's hot about
vibes.
Ashlyn? Her money clip.
I love it.
When you have that fat cash stack, I'm like, damn.
Dude. When I used to bartend?
Yeah.
When you used to just shell out the money, I love
Daddy
when people have a lot of cash.
I love this is what makes Ashlyn hot. She laughs so loud when she laughs. She that's a hot person.
It's any boo-boo can never.
It's I'm fighting it right now. I'm like,
we need to get you a bow.
That's what makes Ashlyn hot.
Yes.
Okay, what makes Stuart hot?
Her confidence.
Her confidence, yes.
How social she is.
Social.
How trendy
you
she is.
Dude, one time
You're
I went to a
graceful.
Show with Stuart and she fluttered and away and I was like, I am in admiration right now. The way
I'm
you
social butterfly.
The way you fucking navigated, I was like, oh. She's so hot.
I think I should run for office. Honestly.
I think
you're very charismatic. You have
of
a lot
what?
Of confidence.
Of what?
A great,
for what?
Like senators.
You should be in politics. The way
I
you
actually
like,
think I should.
You're a Republican's AOC.
I'm
yeah. Speaking of,
I have been a member of the Democratic Party since first grade.
No, but now I feel like. Like
episode title.
There are different kinds of Democrats. I feel like.
I know. I'm like, you know what politician off. I am? Did y'all watch Don't Look Up?
Yes.
No. I'm like Meryl Streep, which is with the picture of Mariah Carey.
So you're Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
No.
Big tits.
Nancy Pelosi
is
great for her age. Sorry.
How ambitious you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Your brains.
Really?
Yes.
You do disassociative pout and like wear whatever you want. I feel like you are, yeah, this article.
How quick, yeah. How quick your mind works.
Yeah.
It does work quick.
How when smart. You're very smart.
You think so?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I didn't go that far.
I think you're really smart. You were sitting in front of my books.
I actually think you are smart. Like, you could have gone to med school.
That's why I think if I had good parents, I would have been like the queen of like the Philadelphia Medical Society.
Really? I know.
I would have been like top of the world in Boston.
I would have been like,
you with your glasses, you'd have been like,
I feel like I had
the paper with like a calm husband, and you'd be like,
and my boyfriend is like a head surgeon.
I'm running for the board.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel the same way. If I would have had good parents, I would have been like CIA. I would have been like, because I am like so good at like
video games. They were,
and me too.
Fuck you.
I am so good.
I'm so good at make believe.
Yes. I would have been like, I retain knowledge. I multitask like a motherfucker. I bing bang boom. I could have worked for NASA, but my parents like didn't fucking parent me.
You could have been the first man on the moon.
No, but you're doing something.
The first woman.
The first person to say
them on the moon. Please.
First say them on the moon.
We know stories of turf. Everyone relax.
I am ambitious.
Everybody chill.
Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
I feel wonderful. We're hot. Now. What's our next topic?
Hale and Hardy reportedly shutters every.
Have you guys been to Hale and Hardy?
Wait,
I hate so bad. Hale I went Hardy once.
I can't believe this was included in the segment.
That was Maddie.
You like it?
I like
it. No, Hale. I hate it. Oh, the one time I ate there, I said, I feel disgusting about myself.
It's disgusting. It's literally bad. Quarts of churned butter.
It's literally like,
don't tell me that.
Poured in vats.
And it's like wet beans that you put on your salad.
I used to go there a lot.
Really? That's sad.
I used to order from there a lot. What's your guys'
our free lunch? Sort
not as sad as Chopped, though.
What's your guys' favorite?
Chopped is my number one.
What's your number one? My number one for like that kind of style. Sweet green or Chipotle for me.
Chopped.
Sweet green.
I don't do Chopped. It's water. That's like seltzer salad.
Yeah. You're so wrong.
I'll eat Chopped and be hungry.
Chopped is like liquid. I don't know
how
you.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know how you guys are saying this. Chopped is
no flavor.
I can't believe you guys are saying this right now. It doesn't have no flavor. It has a lot of flavor.
I will say when they took the Mexican Caesar off the menu, I stopped going because that was my favorite.
It was offensive to me.
I never missed it. Yeah. I never enjoyed it.
Also, I'm loving this place, Naya, which is like Mediterranean.
Oh,
yeah, that's
good. I like a Mediterranean
and
bowl.
And this place called the Little Beets is my new
favorite. I like the Little Beets. I like Cava. I like a nice thick bowl. Dig is too heavy for me. I feel
Dig
like
is too heavy.
Dig
heavy.
It's heavy.
I think I've had it once it's and heavy. Then I was going to go
so
there.
So oily.
Do not get the mac and cheese.
Okay.
Because it's perfect. No, you would. It's amazing.
Wow.
Okay, well, Hale and Hardy sucks.
However, I did get this dumpling soup from there once. It was really good.
It was good.
Really? They used to have a million locations.
Yeah. Everywhere.
Like literally every corner.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Wait.
There is something about working in the corporate world and like picking what you're eating for lunch. It's like the only good part of the day.
It's when it's over.
It's
like,
what you look forward to.
And then like I got like so thick when I worked in finance because like the only good part of the day was food.
Right.
Yeah, it's the only thing to uplift your mood.
See, I have to eat healthy because or else I'll kill myself even faster.
Right. It's like if I'm going to be at work, I want to feel skinny.
Exactly.
If I already hate it here, I don't want to hate myself.
Exactly.
Right.
And there's nothing like eating a burger and then going back to work.
I know.
Like, oh, yeah, it makes
I know.
Do the Italians do? They go home, they take a nap, then they go back and work
half hour. Wait, you know what's good is Pret is my favorite, actually.
I go. Oh, really? I fuck with Pret.
I fuck with it.
But anything is better than Aubon Payne.
I'm starting to question y'all's taste.
Aubon Payne is the equivalent of Hale and Hardy.
The worst part of the JFK airport is the Aubon Payne.
But you can find
or
a husband
Penn
there.
Put
a beanie.
You can find me at Aubon Payne.
A callback from old episode. What other topics do we got on there?
Okay, we got Skittles.
Oh, Skittles.
Okay. I was shocked to hear this. I love Skittles.
I have feelings about this.
Are we surprised, though? No.
No. Everything has toxins in it. Like, why are we coming for Skittles?
I know. I'm
Is this homophobic?
Vaping.
You know what I mean?
I know you don't like the rainbow. Taste my rainbow, bitch.
Exactly.
I remember hearing, like, when we were younger, it was like one of the Skittles made your boobs bigger.
What?
Well, I must have ate it all.
Because the food coloring.
I've been eating the green ones.
The green ones are my favorite. Probably.
I think it was like the green ones.
I like the wild berry ones, red, purple, and
tropical.
Yeah.
I like the sour ones for a while.
Oh, no, your mouth.
But my
I can literally feel it right now.
Your mouth the next day will feel
it's like chemicals.
That was
your
fire.
Mouth. Yeah. After
my mouth literally hurts.
Sour just Skittles feels like it's filled with poison ivy.
And when it feels
crack,
so good.
Your gums are just cracking open.
Horrifying. Yeah, that's a lesson.
I mean,
I'm not
surprised. Are Sour Patch Kids bad for you?
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Caroline,
they're
the
good for you.
Exactly.
It doesn't talk about other candies, but it said that there's a class action lawsuit against them because
not the class action.
I know,
but they also
like the ingredient is titanium dioxide.
Nioxin.
I think it's outlawed in Europe.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're on it. We're on it. We're going to. And they never do because that's everything is so happening.
They just keep
here.
Paying the lawsuits.
I don't want my Skittles to be organic. I'm sorry. Like, if I want something organic, right. I'll go get a fucking salad or fruit. Like, I don't. When I'm eating Skittles, I literally.
But titanium?
Right. Well, that's
Stuart,
kind of what the.
You know how.
Like, why do we
need bulletproof?
Why do we need
I am titanium?
If somebody told me, I guess, like, why it's it's used to provide a cloudy effect and white background color, and is typically used in candy and bake in candy and baking.
I
so there's a
fine.
Reason for it. I mean, we eat like Sweet and Low. I drink Sweet and Low in my coffee every day. That's probably literally.
I do too.
Yeah, like me anthrax, too. I literally put Sweet and Low in my oatmeal. It's like
I eat
healthy.
It when I'm high. I eat packets of it.
No, you
no,
don't.
I'm kidding. I don't.
Oh my god, that would
that's
be
like a dark place. It's giving Bridget Jones.
You did eat melted
when
cold
I'm high,
stone.
I snort it.
What did
you
I eat?
Did melted
I
cold
did
stone.
I did eat melted cold stone and it hit the fucking spot.
A little Sweet Low on top.
Yeah. You guys are.
She didn't
this
eat
is,
that. She
this
drank
is
it.
Ultimate 50s. Housewife putting
sweet,
sweet
low
and low
on Jello
or sweet and low on strawberries.
That
or something.
Is hilarious. That's what the like logo is, or like on the box.
Yeah.
It's like a strawberry with sweet and low on it. I'm like, oh my god,
a grapefruit with sweet and low
god.
On it. That's like a low point to me. I'd rather not
that
eat
is
than
like
do that.
Full
yeah, same. I would rather not
that's
eat
South
than
Beach
do
Diet
that.
Vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
That's, yeah. Remember the South Beach Diet? It was like a crusty mm-hmm. piece of turkey rolled
yep.
up.
My parents were on it for a few months.
Yeah,
South Beach, Atkins, Tybo. Bowflex,
Zone
Chefs. We've been through everything.
South Beach was worse than Mo, so.
Yeah, I think yeah. so too. But Atkins was crazy. We were eating turkey bacon like a motherfucker.
Atkins was crazy.
No bread. No bread to be found.
My mother never went on a diet. Really? She's thin. You guys met my mom.
Yeah, because that's
thin.
How you do it.
She's never went on a diet.
Diets are a myth.
My
mom's smoked
been
her
on
whole
a
life
since
smoked
I
weed.
Remember.
Smoked weed and ate. Like
my mom's
sandwiches.
Always on a diet.
Always.
Same with my mom. Exactly.
Since
but
I
she
can
never
remember.
Did like the brand name diets.
Right.
Really?
She just
she
did
her own chefs. Yeah, she always did like her own little thing.
Well, I remember
she would
do one,
like,
my mom throw. Was on every different. Yeah. I think one time my mom. One time my mom read like a book about like fixing your relationship with food. I remember it was one night, a Monday night. It was always Monday, like a reset.
Yeah.
It was always Sunday
always.
Night. Tomorrow our lives are. And so on Monday night, one time we were eating dinner and she stopped eating. She's like, and now? I'm full, so I'll stop.
You're like,
I was,
okay.
I was like 10. I was like, what's happening? Yeah.
What
should we stop
about?
Eating? Should we stop? I don't know what to do.
Yeah. You were you like, just, I'll take that.
Yeah, right?
That's so funny.
Yeah, she was always on. My mom was always on the diet.
Or how about those people that blindfold themselves and eat? So because they say that we eat with our eyes a lot because
oh,
we
okay.
see that we have food. Oh, yeah. So they blindfold themselves and they eat
mm-hmm.
their and then they can feel when they're full
it's
instead
like Brett
of
Michaels.
Seeing.
Remember when they went dating?
I would just be like feeling around the bowl. I'm like, how much
yeah,
is
I'll
is
be grabbing
food
someone else's plate.
I'll be
yeah, still having
myself
full.
In the face with a fork.
That just sounds kinky.
That's
right?
Insane.
That is kinky. No,
that
I'm saying
like, that's these people need to go to Europe.
Have you guys
agreed.
Europe. They need to go to therapy.
Therapy
that's
in Europe.
So insensitive to blind people.
Yeah.
Like
I have,
like
I have
people
noticed
get their jaw wired shut. So they don't eat.
I will say something. I have like fixed my shit with food and I have noticed like if I get full. If like really full and I start to go more, I'm like, you're just hurting yourself now.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
so
you know
skinny.
I mean?
yeah,
yeah but
not,
it's true.
I hate it when people are like, I've fixed my things with food and they're so skinny.
I feel like, yeah, but I don't binge okay. like I used to. I used to binge like a
yeah,
motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
I
well,
binge
yeah.
ate for 10 years.
When we went to Biggie's, you ate really well. Seriously, like
I
you
know.
Knew when you were done. Like, but
yeah.
we both did. We were both
yeah.
like, no, we're going to
And then when I got
go.
Home, I ate the pasta because
oh,
I was hungry later.
I gave it to Kate.
Yeah.
So I didn't really eat, so I'm thinner, I guess.
Yeah, nobody ate the cookies I brought last week.
I think that is true.
So great job, but rude.
Was that a test, Stuart? Was that a test?
Rude. Fine, I'll eat these chocolates. Anywho,
yummy,
next
yummy.
Topic.
Okay,
next
topic.
Next topic. Too hot to work. Large.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah. Too hot for me to do this podcast.
Maybe
yeah, it's
temperature.
So hot.
It's been hot here lately.
This is more, I think, in the UK where they're getting like bad heat waves right now. And all of the people who look like you guys are under attack by the
We're
sun.
Under attack.
By
it is
guys.
Bad in the UK. Shout out to
redheads.
Oh, you got to say that because some people are listening. So maybe they thought you were pointing at me.
Right.
So as
you
can
were like,
see,
you guys
right.
are ruining
you guys.
The Jinjos
you
on
guys.
The couch. you guys.
Yeah, you I actually always thought that when it gets really, really cold, I'm like, why should we have to
why
work?
Are we doing this?
Or when it's super rainy, I'm like, why do we have to
suffer? That's how I felt Monday. Yeah. And everyone was all dangerous. Like, grow up, Ashlyn.
Oh, yeah, we
it
did.
It was literally thunderstorming.
No, I was happy. I was like, okay. There was a
nobody
storm.
Nobody fought you at all. You're fighting with yourself in the mirror.
No,
right
I was
now.
Making fun of Ashlyn. I called her a pussy.
Thank you. Look at how you guys just
you were like,
turned
let's do it Monday. I'm like, Monday.
I know. Caroline, like in Monday. Her anxious way, was trying to get us to not. She was like, it's so early.
I know. Early 12. 12 o'clock was
but
early.
But she has to get here at 11:30.
Right.
Do I have to leave it?
In her Uber.
Anywho.
In her Uber. And then she gets car sick so early.
Any other topics before we move on? What are the headlines? Anything worth?
I feel bad for the redheads.
Sorry, go ahead.
Let's skip it.
Move on.
You feel bad for people.
I just feel bad for people that have to wear a lot of clothes and then work in the hot.
Polyester.
Yeah, like all the
should be outlawed.
Or like construction should be outlawed.
Or like even police people. I'm like,
the gear. Police people.
Filming.
I'm like, y'all are
not
really
police
buttoned?
Officers.
I know. When I see the police in the subway with their full shit, I'm like,
sweating.
Why would
the
you pick
belt?
That job?
I'm like,
the belt, not the belt. If
belt
I had to wear a belt and a holster,
at the Chirping Chicken, I'm like, oh my God.
I will say
with the bulletproof vest, I'd be like, forget it. I'll just die today.
I'll get shot.
The number one job I would never take, even if it was my passion and my calling, is a cop because those outfits are not flattering on women.
They no, are horrible.
Oh my God. That is.
Now, I've seen some high UPS
that
women.
That is, do not fuck me. Do not.
That's a better outfit. That's the boxiest outfit I ever saw in my life.
Those pants?
Yeah.
No justice. They're like literally like they your swat. Like,
it's so, and then the shirt is like a
butt. It gives you a fupa no matter what.
No matter what. No matter what. You could be Emily Raddick-Bally. Anyway, any other topics?
What were people reading in the summer of 1979?
No. Let's go to our
first. I don't read.
Wait. There's a Shrek rave. Do we care?
No. First segment.
Oh, disgusting. If you went to the Shrek rave, don't listen to this podcast.
Okay. New York City odor
choose
complaints.
One.
It's Chugi. Go.
Choose
continue.
One.
New York City has all-time high odor complaints.
Okay. Well, that's just Ashlyn after she eats Mexican food.
Yeah. That is me.
It's her building. All right.
Your street was smelling
mustard
horrible
really?
Today.
I
not
apologize.
Your street. The one, the main.
30th.
The main.
It's getting a little moist out there.
Yeah.
But every summer stinks. Every summer stinks in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, it smells like shit.
These are all the people who like moved
in
here.
Midtown.
Uppity people who are like, oh, I love New York. This shit stinks.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
It is stinky.
Midtown smells like
shit. Yeah. And people need to wear deodorant.
Is there anything worse than wear
deodorant?
Full toxins, titanium.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Is there anything worse than walking over a hot subway grate in the summer?
Oh, and it hits you?
Or your ass.
Oh, God.
Like, where is that Me Too movement?
I know. I'm like,
that's assault.
I'm Marilyn Monroe right now.
Marilyn Monroe, but we're hideous.
I'm Marilyn Monroe with like butt knee.
Wait, did you guys read that Marilyn Monroe smelled like shit?
I've
probably
heard
did,
that.
But everybody probably.
I feel like celebrities in general do because no one wants to tell them.
But
that
everyone
you smell
smokes
like
cigarettes.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they smoke cigarettes and then
don't
their body
smell anything. Anyway.
Let's go to the first segment. It's called "Let's Sync Up." Listener write in and she said, I want to know how you guys all met. Mm-hmm. I know you've talked about it in bits and pieces, but we didn't know. And I realized we just started podcasting and everyone said, hey, we're the girl gang.
Yeah.
Yes, and this is what's going on. And we've just been talking as if, and I think people find it wonderfully welcoming.
Because it's very natural.
It is.
Our friendship is very natural. Even.
You, you being so mean to me.
Natural.
So
easy to me.
Natural.
I wake up and I go, I can't wait
natural.
For the pod.
Natural.
Where I can just be rude as hell.
Ashlyn screaming.
And
natural.
She's so nice. As soon as we stop recording, she's like, how have you been? You look amazing. You're so- I'm like,
she's
bitch.
Like, hey, sorry I didn't call you back last night. I'm like, you fucking pussy
you
ass
so
bitch.
The whole
talk
time.
About the mask.
The mask.
Somebody stop me.
My father is the mask.
So,
bipolar bear.
Bipolar bear.
Okay. Let's get into it. Let's talk about how we met.
Okay.
I think I met Caroline first out of everyone.
Really?
Yeah.
Was
I think
the
so.
And then me and Stuart met first out of everyone.
I think you guys met first.
Yeah.
And then I met Stuart first. Before I met you?
Me and you.
Ashlyn lives in the city the longest. She's been here.
Mm-hmm.
Caroline
just
lives, is from Long Island, but moved to the city.
Mm-hmm. I remember the exact day I met every single person.
Really? Okay, so maybe you start. Because I moved to the city July 2015.
Stuart's from Arkansas.
Oh, I saw that. I moved here then too, but I thought you were here before me.
I think I started comedy before you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's.
But I guess we moved here at the same time.
Okay, I moved here, trifled around for 6 months, had blackout sex on Tinder, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And then I started comedy December 2015 when I realized the job I was working wasn't going anywhere. So might as well do comedy in New York City. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's. So you thought comedy in the city would go far.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it did, though.
Listen, sometimes you take a gamble.
At the time, it was like comedy was so hot.
Yeah.
Everyone had a stand-up special.
It was more fun then.
Yeah, that's why I was like,
this but is all it those fun. People, it was fun.
I but was all at, those people that we started with aren't even like,
right. Yeah,
either doing
I was thinking
it
about that the other day. Like after the pandemic, relevant. So many people fell off. Right. But when we started, it was so fun. It was degenerate. It was like you say whatever you want. Yeah. Like it was fun.
I was the like crowd. Starstruck. Even walking into a comedy club to do an open mic, I was like, oh my God, I'm at the stand. Like people have been here. I felt very like, this is so fucking cool.
When I did my show at Gotham, I was like, oh my God, I'm at Gotham Comedy Club.
Shook
oh
to my core. Yeah. So I started and then what happened? How did,
so
what happened?
Me and Stuart, I think, met first.
So my roommate now, Zach, basically he would post online. He was really choogy about being like, I'm doing comedy in New York City.
But wait, we can't forget the one important person, because then she's going to get mad. Kate. Kate introduced me to Zach T.
Okay, so Kate introduced.
Yes, because she always says, I'm the reason the podcast is happening. I'm like, okay, sure.
Typical woman taking ownership.
Typical woman.
Typical white woman.
So basically, I was like, I want to start comedy in New York City because musical theater was a total bust. Don't go to school for that. And Zach was posting every single day long things about doing comedy.
Yes.
So I messaged him and I was like, could I ever tag along? Because I didn't know you could just go to mics. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally didn't know. And he was like, oh my God, yeah, you have to come do. Let me ask my friend Ashlyn if you can do her show. And my very first time ever doing stand-up was on her show on your birthday.
Yeah.
And I did 4 minutes and I blacked. I don't remember anything.
And your
because
mom.
Because my brain just shut down. Right?
And do you remember that your mom sent you
flowers?
And you were, at that point.
No, that was like a few weeks later.
Was that your second show?
That was like, when.
I thought that was your first show.
No, because she sent him on my birthday. Wow. So it would have been like a few months later.
Mm-hmm. So Stuart hits me up, or Zach Teague hits me up. He's like, hey, my friend Stuart from the city, boom, boom, like from Arkansas.
The fact you let me do your birthday show after doing comedy ever.
That's how you know Ashlyn
is wild.
I am.
When did you start that show?
I gave so many people opportunities.
Yeah.
That's how I met all.
And that's why you're
Coogans. That's how I met all three
Coogans
of you.
Coogans is a vibe.
That's why you're thriving now.
Yeah.
Because good people receive good things.
This is why I'm ethnic Honey Boo Boo.
Exactly.
Because I have blessed people.
Exactly.
Honey Boo Boo is the shit.
And now they kiss your feet.
Yeah.
But wait, this is the part where I met Maddie. Is you, wait, what were you gonna say?
So Stuart, a couple of weeks later, Stuart does my show. Cause my birthday is May 17th and then you're right next to me. So it was like 2 weeks later.
Right.
Okay.
Cause I think you were like, oh, I would love to do this again. And the thing I liked about you was that you were so respectful. Like,
she is.
And like a lot of people, and you would get mad at some people who did Coogans and didn't respect it.
And I know them now and they have a very popular podcast.
And you would literally.
Like, and I don't forget how rude he was. But he's making a lot of money, so.
People don't forget.
You're allowed to be rude when you're making money. He wasn't making money at the time.
He wasn't making money.
I'll say it later.
And he wasn't funny. So that was what got Stuart mad. But Stuart would come up to me. She was so protective. She'd be like, I don't know why you let these people do your show. This
walk
is ridiculous.
All over you.
Yeah. So then 2 weeks later, Stuart does the show. It's her birthday and her mom sends her flowers. And I'm like,
this is what my mom always does to get attention.
She's love bombing you.
She knows everyone knows I hate her.
Love bombing.
So she tries to pretend like she's a good mom. So she'll send them to a public place to be performative. She does it every year.
So
I had to beg her not to send them to my room.
So what was funny
it's smart.
It's funny.
It's manipulative.
I didn't know Stuart like that. And I didn't know Stuart's mom like that. So I was like, oh my gosh, Stuart, that's so nice. And she goes, no, this is not nice. I know. She goes, I know. You think this is nice. But it's not. My mom is crazy.
intro line.
I was so mad. I was like, throw those flowers a fucking way.
And this is when Stuart had long hair.
Yeah.
And then you hit me up for a spot.
Because Shayna Goodman told me to hit you up.
Shayna Goodman.
Yeah. She used to hang out a lot.
Yeah.
Wow. That's how she used to hang out all the time.
I used to go out with her sometimes.
You.
And I always, anytime a girl messaged me, I was like, yes, come do my show.
Right.
Because I want to eat their pussy.
Right.
But also because like
so
girls,
nice.
Girls don't like message you. When you do a show, when you produce a show.
Yeah.
it's always guys. Yeah. And the way girls message you is so much, it's so mm-hmm. different than a man. Yeah. Like, girls will be like, oh, well, hey, we'd love to do your show. Yeah. You know, if you can even look at this, mm-hmm. thank you even so like, much. Yeah. We'll, like, kiss your feet yes. when I walk in. Men are like, hey, I want to do your show.
I know.
When do you have availability?
Yeah. It's yes. like, could so stop amazing. By tonight. So you messaged me back, and then I came all the way uptown to do Coogan's.
Yes.
All the way uptown, because I lived in Red Hook.
Yeah.
Oh. And I came uptown.
And you fucking destroyed.
I might have had an amazing set.
And then, I don't know how we met.
I don't know if
we vibed. Ashlyn and I vibed the first time we met too.
I might have gone, like, I don't remember how I met. Like, I feel like at the ladies' mic, probably.
So Caroline and I think met at an open mic. Yeah. I don't remember the first conversation we had. But I remember walking down to an open mic and seeing you on stage. You had the biggest t-shirt I ever saw in my life. And you were like, my body is shaped like a triangle.
I remember you said when you were talking about your dad's meatballs. My dad's meatballs?
She had a joke about her dad. Meatballs. And she said her dad drinks
soda out of a wine glass.
Soda.
He does. And I was like, dad.
Or a highball or something.
Yeah, he was like drinking. I'm like, what are you drinking?
And you
like,
said on stage something about all the guys on Tinder look like they have egg heads. And he's like, you want to hang out? I'm like, your head looks like an egg, too. I was like, I love this bitch.
You were like, oh, model.
Yeah.
So and then I think you introduced me to Caroline then.
I think so.
I think I probably followed you to a show. I think so, because I was never booked and always like.
Yeah. And then so we just kept coming to Coogan's.
Yeah.
And you actually asked me to do a show once. And I was like, that was the nicest thing anyone's ever done.
What's the first time
and
Stuart
I came
and
up
I?
And I was like, this is so
it's
fun.
Crazy.
Wait, Stuart has a story about her and I first meeting.
So, and is it bad? Involves I don't Ashlyn.
What?
So you booked both of us almost like a few weeks later to do some weird old woman. In Washington Heights' house
in
show.
In a home. No microphone.
No microphone. It was us, Chanel Ali, Sarah Garner.
And the woman
Maddie
was a masseuse.
There.
So there was a massage table. And the spread was amazing.
And there was like all that's this, like so nobody unique. Grossed me out.
Really?
I was like, this food's been sitting in like
I was eating that shit. There was olives. There was bread.
We didn't talk then. Right. I was like sitting alone in the corner because I was so nervous. And you were blabbing to Sarah Garner. Fuck comedy. This person gets it. You were talking so much.
7 months in, I'm like, I just don't see like where the fairness is.
You were just talking so much shit about comedy.
So mature.
And I was like, damn, that girl is going in. Like, she hates
she
it. I'm like,
up.
Oh my God. Turns
but you
out,
were like,
and then we didn't talk that time. Though.
But we both went up.
And then Chanel Aaliyah, I remember, went up.
Yeah.
Chanel went. Oh my God, and they gave us these gift bags with like a CD inside. And like the CD was like her boyfriend's rock band.
That was
remember?
A weird funny. Show.
And that's then I so played funny. That CD later that night and had sex with Kate. No, I fucked to that CD.
And then I must have seen you at Coogan's. And then because then it would be like the girls group would be like,
we
you
kept
would be
seeing
there.
Each other at Coogan's. So Ashlyn and I never hung out outside of Coogan's till probably the last few years.
Yeah.
You were just like a mainstay at Coogan's. It turned to the
I
point where
the
like Coogan's, it was a very healthy.
I would go to Coogan's all the time.
Though. You lived up there also, right?
Yeah. I would go there like on
she
a regular day.
She lived on 163rd and I bartended there. But also when I was running that show, like I was still putting Coogan's as a priority.
Yeah.
So why are you laughing?
I was just thinking of something sentimental about Coogan's.
What?
Aww,
just what that it was like my favorite show.
That was
and we
the
would
best.
All crush.
And we would all just
and
like
I would
comfortable.
Just like sit around and
feel comfortable.
And Ashlyn would always have me close and I felt like very trust
yeah.
like a very like yeah we get it you
yeah.
know what I mean
yeah
I remember awesome. One time
I'd be like I'm gonna bomb and you're shut up I was on stage and make fun of Ashlyn I said
remember
like she ordered basketball shorts on Amazon
I was like on my phone while you were on your set and you were like oh what are you doing ordering basketball shorts from Amazon everyone lost it to this day this one guy is like that is the best joke I've ever heard at Coogan's
you know what
everyone fucking
but it was such a good
it.
Show because I felt so in my element and I would leave and be like how come I can't be
totally.
That at every
everyone,
show and now even when I go up I'm like pretend you're at Coogan's like if I'm nervous to headline or if I'm like freaking out about JFL an audition I'm like pretend you're at Coogan's
oh my God.
Because
that's
the energy
so
I felt so like they're gonna come with me anywhere
that.
Yeah, pretend you're like I'm at a place where I've never bombed.
Think of your happy place.
That's like the only place I probably never bombed.
Like yeah, no, you always killed it. You used to be like, you used to come up to me, you'd be like, oh my God, did I do bad? And I was like, did you hear them? Or are you like just deaf to the laughter?
The thing about Coogan's is it
everyone
there could
did
be
well.
Two people in the audience or like 20 and it would still be the same.
Yeah, energy. Yeah.
Energy. Yeah.
Well, I hosted it, so
you know
I
what used to
take...
piss me off? Yeah. Is when new people would ask you to do the show, come up there, and then make fun of the track bar part the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like the audience is like, always the same. They're like, we've
yeah. I would be like, get clearly leave. New here. You don't belong here.
Yeah.
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 And the but, chicken fingers. Wow.
Wow.
It's Austin Buffalo.
So it's good. Kind of all rooted in Coogan.
It's all Coogan.
Yeah. So yeah. Ashland is kind of the
or let's place. Kate.
Kate.
We have to give Kate into yeah. Ashland.
Yeah.
Into us doing
and
comedy.
Then I think I met you at the Lantern.
Yes. I feel like I met you through people. There are also I other girls to- that used to hang out too. Like I feel like Maggie and like
Maggie,
yeah, it was
Shana.
Like a big group, and we would always just Jenny. End up at parties Garner, together.
Becca Babaraji,
yeah.
Oh yeah, she used to be everywhere. Her.
Yeah, remember that one time you did a birthday show at the Lantern
for Maggie?
Yeah, and you had
a wig.
Oh my god, you
wait,
wore
I
a wig
there.
I thought you were there.
Was it my wig?
No, I think you were there.
I thought you were there.
I think
it
I
was
lent
a,
you a
curly red wig. And for some reason,
yes.
We were doing wigs that
you
night.
Wore a wig.
And I went up and
I was like,
like
I have just the thing.
And I did like a character. I'm like, I'm Maggie's aunt. Oh my god, her birthday is so fun. Every year with our Maggie's birthday,
and
we have
I
a
was,
wonderful time.
The minute you stepped on stage, I was crying.
I forgot about
and
that.
And you looked at me like you didn't, because it's like the lantern's
so
very
dark. Yeah.
So you were like, who is that laughing like that? And yeah. Then you looked at me and you go, I know, you're okay. And then, because you were about to roast me because the way I was laughing. But,
it was a weird show.
But you knew
that's
I was
hilarious.
Laughing because you were
I
just so stupid.
I used
like,
to be so happy. No, yeah. I'm kidding.
I just used to like, well, I used to hang out with those, like the people I went to college with too much, so like I would bring them to mics and stuff,
yeah,
right.
Which was so weird, right? But I yeah. Felt so
no, I had people come
nervous.
Out a few times.
Yeah, too. It was embarrassing. That's,
but I met you at the Lantern for sure during the ladies' mic,
right?
Ladies'
or
mic,
the pit.
Was where
the
was
the pit.
At?
Or is that you're like,
we
so
get 6 minutes.
Men are bad. Woo! So obviously, I got ghosted again. Aww.
But we would be the only funny ones, and we would just like nag, we would just turf the
and
other
I get
people.
Mad at
we were, I know. I'm like, yo, this is good.
The waiters would bend down. What are you having to drink?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want anything. And we'd be like, we don't want anything.
I just
like,
want to
give
you something. I'm like, just swipe $10 on my card.
Get $17 million.
Yeah.
You're like, times. I don't want anything. Well, I just want my voice to be heard.
Yeah. The Lantern used to have $3 beers on, yeah. On during the ladies' mic.
Right.
Can't
yeah.
Find that.
Yeah.
And I would get like
yeah, me
five
too.
Of those.
Right.
Too.
Five
right.
Of those.
I
and then
drink
we would
a
just
lot.
Like meander around the West Village yeah. On a Saturday.
So bohemian.
I would get
Caroline
by Chloe.
Studio.
By Chloe with their, is that place still
with
open?
Their fucking C10.
I have a,
no, it's closed. It's
no,
a different
it's,
thing now.
They, the owners like stole all the money from her
yeah,
and changed
it,
the
it's
business.
It's a huge thing.
But it's like technically still by Chloe.
Anyway, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And Caroline obviously
history.
Has a house in the Hamptons. So we've been
oh,
going
yes.
For like
oh,
four
Oh my
or
God,
five
but the Hamptons
now.
Trip has evolved.
Yes,
yeah.
It has.
It's literally traveling pants type shit.
It is.
And when
yeah.
I read books like that when I was younger, I was like, I wish I had like a group of gals.
Yeah.
Who we did the same thing and now I have it. And I'm like,
I
what about?
Have, I know it's kind of weird.
It's kind
of
cool. It's better to have it now than when you're yeah. In high school because now I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Because now you're a better friend.
Yeah.
Like, all,
totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now you're a better friend and yes. You have, like, the patience. Like, you're fully grown to the
right.
Fact
totally.
Where you're, like, compassionate.
And we all have our own sort of things.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, like,
right.
we like, tend to not get in each other's business
right.
unless
we want to.
Yeah, unless we
and
bring it to each
good,
other's
usually.
Business. Like,
right.
We tend, we, like, we have, like, good boundaries here.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We're super close, but we're also, like, know how to not, like,
yeah.
Overstep our boundaries,
yeah.
I feel.
Totally. The vibes are good.
Why'd you look at me?
You be overstepping like with me sometimes.
What did I say to you?
You're like, you're toxic.
Write in if you agree everything that she's toxic, though. Write in. She'll literally be like, I will never fuck a short man.
Music change.
Disgusting.
When she said, I love short guys, obviously would never fuck one. We're
yeah.
Like,
I got in so much trouble. No, I'm going to be nicer on the pod. I got
okay.
Clearly, I'm.
Someone commented, "Stuart's the least vibe of the pod," or something like that.
Oh my god!
Anyway, what do you think if
sometimes
we move on
un-vibing.
To our Stuart segment?
Yeah,
yes.
That's how we met. That's how we
that's
met.
How
thanks
we
for
met.
Listening.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
It took 5 years though, so be
yes.
Patient.
Yeah,
it's hard
it takes
when you
5 years,
move to a new city
just
and
like
you
an IUD.
Want friends immediately.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh no, my notes aren't opening.
And it's,
what
it's
the
also,
hell?
It's also nice when it happens naturally.
Yeah, it is.
Like none of us became friends. With each other for what we could do for each other.
No.
Like it was just like, oh, I fucked with you. Like,
I became friends with
that's
Maddie for what you could do with, for me, Caroline for the Hamptons house, and you for the chicken fingers.
But at least you're
but we all know that's who Stuart
it.
Is inherently, so we
and
respect
she's not
it.
Toxic. And she's a good time no matter what.
So why are y'all friends with me?
Obviously,
because
my good looks.
Yes. And Stuart's a good friend.
And because I bring you guys to catch on my birthday. Okay.
I wasn't invited.
Where I have to spend.
What do you mean you weren't invited?
But I was there in spirit. I wasn't invited.
Where I have to spend $300 for a cocktail.
Oh my God.
Not the resentments coming out.
I knew people were resenting me.
Not going
dinner.
On the defense.
We've been walking on eggshells.
How far?
But it was a good time. Yeah. And I was really impressed. Sorry. I was really impressed of how, like, you knew the manager and the manager kept giving us.
Yeah, but
shots.
Now I'm avoiding her because I got so fucked up.
She didn't care.
It's your birthday.
I went up to her
office.
Dude,
you gave them business.
I walk into Danino's like I own the place and I projectile vomited there.
She doesn't care because
now you own
that's
it.
Different.
Yeah. She was not
territory.
Annoyed. She was like,
no, you didn't see me go up to her office when she
that's
was
so
working.
Funny.
Black
so
out.
Cute. It's genuine. It comes from a good place.
No.
What's your speed dating?
How far would you go in an Uber?
What'd you say?
How far would you go in an Uber?
Yeah, I don't really like.
I think it's inappropriate for Uber, but if you're in a cab, go for it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like
yeah.
to hook up.
I would allow
$100.
No, she's saying, oh,
yeah, cab because cab has a partition.
How much would you do in an Uber? How much, like, with a second?
What did you think it was? How far would you go?
Donald Trump? Okay, finance manager over there.
You're saying that's how much you would pay?
Like how far, like in distance?
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Like and how much it costs?
No, in bases, baby.
This I thought the same thing, Ashlyn.
$100.
Ashlyn, I had to get that for a second.
I'm like, I would let him finger me. $100.
$100.
I would let her give me $100 in Uber.
Yeah. You had that one right there, like $100.
Yeah.
Wow. So you cut off at 100.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry, Stuart.
I think
I would allow if I was like in fuck like
if you were super drunk
and we were like I would let him like touch my shit, but I would maybe do over the pan stuff just as a tease.
I don't think I
could
full have sex.
No, me neither.
I could do oral.
What? If I was blackout in a cab,
bus,
Mr. MIT over here, for some reason, fellatio.
For some reason. $100. For some reason, cabs seem a little more like it's fine to hook up with them, but Uber, I'm like, this is their car.
It's a cab. Oh, okay, I get what you mean.
You know
it's
what
their
I mean?
Personal car.
Yeah.
And a cab just like rents the okay, yeah, I know.
Well,
what
the
you
cabs
mean.
Own it too, though.
But yeah,
they own those cars, own but they're actually in more debt, so.
But there's yeah. it's not their personal one. It feels like a hotel versus an Airbnb.
I think not full sex, I think over the pants. Of course,
like
I would love.
Stuff.
Of course, I love it in a movie or TV show.
Yeah,
but in reality,
girl.
I have to be blackout to disrespect a driver.
The driver has to be blacked out too.
My score is 5. I'm like a 5.
Oh my God, I don't know. What
you're
my
a 5.
Stars.
Appearance, dude, yes. Appearance wise,
you're a 5.
Hey,
I'm 5 stars. I'm like the most respectful.
I think
Uber. I talk to them.
Uber is racist though. It is racist. The drivers are racist.
But I've seen you talk to customer service professionals.
And they are turned on.
So how far would you go? How far would Caroline go?
I said oral. I'm not backing down from that. If we could get away with it.
Oral.
100%.
If motherfucker picks me up in the Escalade, backseat, let's go.
Backseat.
Yeah, exactly. Windows up.
The back
or
seat.
If there's a partition, please.
Yeah, partition.
I'll do everything. If there's a partition, I will fuck.
Yeah, right.
Right, that's what.
But... No partition, just make out a little.
Maybe, yeah. Like some fingering.
It can be fun.
Yeah.
If you're feeling
I
real...
would blow the person if the.
I gave roadhead to my ex once.
I did yeah. too, but it didn't
in
really go great.
Truck.
I did too, but it didn't go great, and then
that's
it didn't finish.
I felt more degraded after. I felt like, nah, I'm good on that, I think.
Yeah.
I think roadhead is great.
That's because you gotta wanna, like, you're like, oh, I'm gonna.
I think roadhead's like a fun thing, but then you can't really win Never Have I Ever.
I
know, right?
Although look at you planning.
I've never done butt stuff, so I'm holding on to that, and no one's ever come on my face.
You never done any butt stuff just
nope.
to try?
Nope.
Oh. None?
Nope.
Not a finger?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
What?
I don't do butts. I don't like poop.
Well, I don't either. I don't like it either, but you try it once.
Nope. Yeah, no. Once or twice. You've never had a finger in your ass?
Nope.
That's a game changer.
Like
ew. That is a game changer.
No, all right,
I don't like it.
Caroline, have you?
Not really with my permission.
Yeah, not with permission. Yeah.
Just happened. I was like, that feels weird. But I wasn't going to fight. I'm like, I'm just like, really? Okay, no. And I didn't really, it wasn't like, it didn't do it for me. It just felt kind of weird. Felt like a reverse shit. Like a shit in my, I felt like
that's exactly what it is.
I'm like, this is kind of weird.
Really?
And I was like, I'm all about, I mean, I is more about like bacteria for me.
For me, yeah, I'm like,
I just don't, if it was like no back, like if it wasn't, oh, you're putting shit in your.
I have UTIs.
Like, I, that's really the only reason. So I'm like, I just feel dirty. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the.
Okay, that was good. That was good speed dating. $100.
Let's go to our next segment called First Impressions. So we're going to deliver celebrity news in the way of impressions. I'll go first so no one can steal mine.
Okay.
What? I don't think you guys, it's pretty under.
You guys know me, right?
Yeah. No. No, I think she'll crush.
Beanie.
No.
Beanie Feldstein.
No. But in that world.
Okay.
Barbara.
No. Hold on. I think I'll just get Taco Bell because I'm not that sad, or am I? About it. I think she'll defy gravity.
Ariana Grande.
It's Amanda Seyfried saying she's not. She was gonna do Wicked, but Ariana Grande did.
Ariana Grande did Wicked.
She was gonna be Elphaba.
I don't know. I just looked at a headline right before you guys came.
Oh,
maybe Caroline can look it up.
I'm looking it up.
Well, I'm that was laughing. Great. I'm laughing.
That was good, kind
of, because I didn't see the segment, so I'm not prepared.
Hilarious. That's okay. Caroline can do hilarious. Two, or it's pretty low key.
I'm so excited to get married to Brock Davies, I think his name is.
Brock Davies.
Hold on, let me Brock see what Davies. This does.
Sounds like someone Lindsay I went Logan? To high school with.
And Lisa Vanderpump thinks it's great.
Oh, Sheena!
Yeah, oh. It's so bad.
Wait, is she getting married?
Yeah, I just read the headline. And I'm like, she has the most annoying voice.
Oh my
more
God,
annoying than mine.
I love her voice.
She's like, honestly, Jack's talking shit about her. I'm going to talk about his.
That's good.
I sound like Caitlyn Jenner. All my impressions sound like Caitlyn.
Yeah, that's good.
That's
yeah.
the queen.
Okay. This is going to be hard. I have been with my, let me make my voice a little raspy, or I've been with my boyfriend for, this is the worst impression I've ever done. I've been with my boyfriend for a year now, but we are breaking up, and we
no!
posted on.
Oh, Chelsea and Joe Coy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I was going to do that.
It's only been a year?
Yeah.
So Chelsea Handler.
Chelsea Handler and Joe Coy broke up.
Yeah. Really? That was a bad Chelsea.
No, do you want me to show you how I was going to do it?
Yeah, you do it.
You could be Joe.
No, that was okay. It was like,
I could do Joe, you do Chelsea.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I thought it was good. It was very like tight lipped.
No, yeah,
like,
I thought it was
lips
good.
Are always like
and
this.
We just watched her on Fallon and she was like.
She was like, eh.
Yeah.
And let her the voice bitches is like really raspy.
So let the bitches get abortions.
Her face is tight as fuck. Tight as my pussy.
Ashlyn, you do Joe Coy.
Okay. Yeah, here's the thing. It just didn't work with Chelsea. It doesn't mean that we're not friends. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't mean we're not friends.
That's good.
Babe,
good.
Darling, love.
Caroline, what do you have?
I still want to go on the road with you.
That's good.
That's fine, Joe. We're friends.
Stop, I'm triggered.
Okay. I'm going to do one. I'm no longer working as a timeshare.
Elon Musk.
No. Armie Hammer.
Yes. Oh.
Wait, what was he doing?
He was like working at a timeshare in the Bahamas.
Oh.
Yeah, now he's living with Robert Downey.
Really?
Yeah, okay. He got cut
he
off.
He loves an odd job.
Okay, maybe Ashlyn's got one.
All right. Oh, on the spot. Okay.
Yeah.
It's improv. Here we go.
Yes.
Zib, zab, zop. Honestly, it's just like at this point, I have a couple of kids with him. What's another one? What's one more with him?
Chloe.
Chloe and Tristan?
Yeah. Is that a bad good. Chloe?
No, it was bad, but I'm bad. Chloe's life is bad.
Yeah. So an impression will be bad.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That was SNL material.
That was good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was good. But she does talk a little. She moves her head. Yeah.
She
like,
does.
Very,
she,
like
bobblehead.
She talks.
Bobblehead.
You know why? Because she talks very ethnic. Like, you know how like.
Oh.
Like I actually Spanish think she girls. Doesn't talk that ethnic.
No, not like language wise. Like Spanish Headlines? Girls talk a lot like this.
Italians are like
yeah.
I actually always think of Chloe as trying to be way over articulate compared to her other sisters,
but she moves her head a lot and uses her hands a lot.
She's got a big head kind of.
Maybe the head just weighs a lot.
Yeah
okay, here's one. You gotta maybe you'll get it, maybe you won't.
I just wore a skirt to my new movie premiere.
Wait.
I just wore a skirt to my new movie premiere. It was all in the papers. Y'all didn't see it. I wore a skirt.
Sam Elliott?
Nope. It's giving Sam Elliott.
Ezra Miller?
Nope. And
is that his name?
Yeah.
I'm suing my wife, trying to get the kids Johnny back.
Dan? Charlie Sheen.
Nope.
Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt is me. That's who I am. He wore a
skirt? Brad Pitt is me.
He wore a skirt?
Yep. I wore my skirt? Agent told me Harry Styles was doing it, so I did it.
So I did it.
That is literally what's happening. Like, wow. The men are painting their nails because they think it's
gay. I know. I'm like, can you chill? Christopher Maloney needs to fucking chill.
Oh my God, he does.
If I have to see his naked ass one more, he's straight. I'm like, what are you doing?
I think he's probably crazy.
He is going for
it. He is literally insane.
What?
Nothing. I'll tell you after the pod.
Okay.
Any more impressions?
No.
Let's go.
Oh my God, I'm engaged.
Okay.
I'm engaged to my love of my life.
Oh, Shadi Diaz.
Wait, who is that? Who's engaged?
She's a comic. I don't know. Who is that? I'm not keeping up right now.
Oh, wait, I'm married, actually.
That's J-Lo.
Oh, J-Lo.
I got married.
Sorry, I forgot. I got
you played J-Lo. I played Ben.
Let's go to Caroline's Corner.
So this weekend I was thinking about breakfast.
Oh.
Best meal of the day.
It's the best meal of the day, but also, I mean, every country does it differently. And so, but I mean, eggs are fairly common, I feel like you get, you know.
Totally.
But what I was thinking, why is it like traditionally American to have eggs for breakfast with like bacon and
let
pancakes?
Us know.
So I did a little research.
All right.
And it wasn't that surprising, but is any guess? Any?
I guess World War II. Egg consumption after World War II.
No, nice
it's always
try.
World War II.
I think know, it's like what the British and Irish people ate.
Yes, but like maybe. Okay, what do you think?
Advertising.
Okay, Alex Trebek over here.
I'm like Waffle House advertising.
Advertising, definitely. Egg.
But there's
egg,
also an
egg lobbyist.
Big egg.
Yeah, kind of like this like guy was lobbying for
it's
it.
It's always that Vlasic, Big Pickles.
I'll tell you the name. It's and also just a little fun fact. The great 13th century theologian Thomas Aquinas, didn't he write something famous? I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, he
thought
wrote
it a sin to eat too early in the day, and eating before mass was frowned upon because fasting was a religious book. Okay, so bacon for breakfast was the doctor's orders. Edward Bernays.
Sometimes do the craziest shit.
PR pioneer Edward Bernays persuaded doctors to promote bacon and eggs as a healthy breakfast in order to promote sales of bacon on behalf of Beechnut, a packaging company that had diversified into food.
Beechnut.
That was Ashley and Kate yesterday.
Makes you think.
How far,
makes you think, at the beach.
Also, how far would you go in an Uber?
There is kind of a more practical reason why people eat eggs, because they're fresh in the morning.
Oh.
The chickens lay their eggs, I think, in the morning. That sounds like an old wives' tale, but I want to believe
it.
If
I was a chicken, I'd lay my eggs at night.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
I said, you really want them? Come get them.
Yeah.
Right.
I love eggs. I'll eat them every time of day.
Right.
I don't.
You can put eggs on anything.
I'm a huge egg person.
I'm a huge egg person.
Do you eat egg salad?
I love egg salad on a piece of toast.
Do you?
But I have to have, it has to be specific. I can't do it if it's too
other people's.
Store bought, right?
Yeah, no, yeah, we already argued about this.
We talked about this like two weeks ago. But I will go to, if I go to a party and there's deviled eggs, I will end up eating 12 eggs.
I fuck with a deviled egg, actually.
12 to 14.
I used to not.
If it's family, yeah.
Yeah.
But if I'm like at a
other people's
housewarming party,
see, that's I'm eating the deviled eggs.
That house that we went to when we did that show with Ashley, it was giving gross deviled eggs.
And I ate everything.
I think you ate all of the deviled eggs.
I ate everything. I wasn't talking to Stuart because I was eating.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so next time you have a runny egg for breakfast, think about Edward Bernays.
I'm going to think about him.
It's a Fritz Bernays.
Bernays.
And the bacon.
All right. Well, thank you for
that. Was great. Very interesting, Caroline.
Very interesting.
I love your interesting tops.
I think that's our pod. Anything else? Anyone want to say anything before we leave?
No. I would like to say thank you for having me. And this is my last episode.
Okay.
I'm quitting due to Stuart's toxicity.
Toxicity. You can't even say
toxicity, darling.
Toxicity.
Don't repeat it.
If it's your last, where can we find you for the rest of your life?
You can find me at Ethnic Honey Boo Boo on Instagram.
I love that.
You should change it. Stuart, where can we find you?
You can find me in a time travel machine wishing I never spoke to any of you.
Whoa. Well, you can find me wearing a skirt to the Grammys. Yeah. So
you can find me at Aubon Payne.
JFK Airport. You can find me at Hale and Hardy.
You can find me at Chopped, getting all y'all's good
salad. Getting
salads.
A watery salad.
Watering liquid death salad.
It's not watery.
It's made in a lab.
You're not getting the right.
Get out of here, liquid death salad.
Get out of here. That's a seltzer, and an hour later, you're hungry.
Yeah.
The doctor needs to promote Chopped because clearly it's not working.
We need to get Bernays.
Whatever.
His grandson.
Oh, you already said? Did you already say?
Yeah, I did. All on pain. So forgettable.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.